long and healthy life.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a risk that the United States could lose its AAA credit rating, yes or no?
No risk of that.
No risk.
No risk.
This guy's been stoned since the third grade.
Robert Scott Bell.
I have a message. A message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We've come to take our government back.
Robert Scott Bell.
This is not an issue of credit rating. The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that.
What's going on here? Can you explain this one to me?
He's kind of gone crazy.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
What a day! What a day! The FDA! Wow! Big news today! The FDA bans mercury! The FDA bans bisphenol A. The FDA bans pesticides. The FDA acknowledges vaccines cause autism. What a day! The Earth is reversed, going around backwards. It's all kinds of crazy stuff going on today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Can you imagine? I may even take your phone call today, live, April 1st, 2012, 800-259-5791, fresh off. The Rockinest, Rollinest, 10th Amendment Center, Nullify Now event ever in Philadelphia. Going on fumes, little to no sleep, but a wild ride it was. And all of my new listeners up there from the TAC, Nullify Now event in Philly, welcome to the United States of Health Talk Radio. This is the place where your world gets rocked for health freedom, for liberty, to bring the principles of the Constitution and your Constitution back to life. I am glad you're with me. The phone number today, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Also, other FDA miracles. When is 1 million? Only one. Only the FDA knows. It's like they've taken a page out of that, what's that sci-fi film where they cut, it was a kind of graphic film where they cut your head off, there can be only one. Which one was that? There can be only one. I think Queen did the soundtrack of it. My wife's going to kill me because she knows that those old movies. I can't remember what that was now. Highlander. Yes, thank you. I got it just as you said. Highlander. And it's like the FDA has now taken a page from the script of Highlander and says there can be only one. No, there's a million. A million? No, there's only one. The FDA says a million is one. How could it be? Not only do they ban mercury, not only do they ban BPA, but they say a million is really one. Because a million people signed a petition to force the labeling of genetically modified organisms. But the FDA said, no, not so fast. It's really only one. We can't have a million people sign a petition and consider it a million different letters. It's only one letter. Isn't this amazing? The FDA is just the miracle worker that it always has been. Oh, and by the way, I'm an agent for the CDC. Robert Scott Bell coming out of the CDC's closet. He really works for the CDC, spreading disinformation and lies. Everybody, go get their shots. Everybody, you are not taking enough antibiotics. Hey, go out to your local factory farm and see if you can eat as much of that food as possible because it will make you so healthy. Nothing can touch you. Actually, nothing would want to touch you if you eat enough of that. But that's what we're doing here. What kind of crazy stuff are you saying, Robert Scott Bell? Well, honestly, I can't make the joke go that long, that far, because it's so horrific for me to even consider the things that I've said. Actually, it would be cool if the FDA banned mercury, if the FDA banned BPA. But no, you progressive lefties, you liberals that think, oh, we can just reform the government. We can make it nicer. We can make it kinder and gentler and more compassionate like George W. Bush said he would. No, you can't. It's not going to happen. The FDA wants to see you mercury toxic and wants to see your little boys turned into little girls with bisphenol A. Because this is April Fool's. And of course the FDA didn't ban mercury. Of course the FDA did not acknowledge the link between vaccines and autism. Of course the FDA did not ban bisphenol A. And of course, Robert Scott Bell, RSB, is not an agent for the CDC. It's ludicrous. But if you've got any other ludicrosities that you'd like to share with me today, it's 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791 on this April Fool's Day. It's actually dawn of the FDA dead day. Also, we got some unhappy meals coming up. Would you like to be buried in bacon? Heart attack vaccines! Okay, yeah, look, we're coming out for vaccines because they're going to prevent heart attacks. Oh, my gosh. The ludicrosity, it never ends. Psychiatric or psychiatrist deficiency diseases, Obamacare's compassionate IRS, and more. And you, if you call in today, 800-259-5791, all the links up to the potential things we're going to discuss today at robertscottbell.com, robertscottbell.com. Remember, vaccines, armed and dangerous, all the things they don't want you to hear, still available, very reasonably priced, 10-plus hours of audio and downloads. Just go to robertscottbell.com. You'll see the link in today's show notes as well, the banner for vaccines, armed and dangerous. So while the FDA has seemingly reached the limit for unbelievable behavior, the agency's decisions continue to astound and appall consumers and health activists alike. In the agency's latest decision, undoubtedly amazing thousands of individuals yet again, the FDA virtually erases 1 million signatures and comments on the Just Label It campaign calling for the labeling of genetically modified foods. Why would they do that? Why would they take 1 million and make it one? Because they're overlords, they're paymasters in Monsanto, in DuPont, and all of the genetically engineered life and death sciences do not want you to know when you have GMOs in your food, because they know that 99 out of 100, even the sleeping sheeple, would elect not to eat the GMO food. And it was an interesting article I linked up to last week on the Robert Scott Bell Show through Natural News Radio, my Monday through Friday show. If you didn't see it, go through the show notes at robertscottbell.com. You'll see a story of monster potatoes and monster potato yields. Unless you think this is evidence that GMOs are good and that's the only way we could feed planet Earth and the people on it, it turns out it was done by an organic farmer in India. He nearly doubled the world record yields of potatoes on single acres, if you will, measured by per acre or hectare. And it dwarfed the GMO and pesticide-laden variety. Because this is that, you know, your friends, your genetically modified friends, your pesticide-laden friends will all say, well, the only way we can feed the world is through pesticides and synthetic artificial fertilizers. Organic could never feed the world. Yeah, well, in your face, Monsanto and your Monsanto friends. The fact of the matter is, if you rehabilitate the soils and you know how to work the soil, nourish the soil, rehabilitate the soil, you can outgrow any chemically grown food. And, of course, the food grown there will be rich and replete with all the minerals necessary for healthy life, for vitality, for immune function, to make your kids so strong that they can withstand the nonsense, garbage, and propaganda coming from the Centers for Disease Creation that want to vaccinate everything that moves, lives, breathes, and has an emotion. Vaccinating. Vaccinating against heart attacks. We're going to get to that in a little while. Once again, 800, the phone lines are open today. I don't know what I'm going to do today. I'm just going to float through the show. I haven't had much sleep, so if I am babbling at any point during the show, you're going to say, hey, RSB, why didn't you take a nap? Because I wanted to do a show for you. I wanted to bring out information that the old media, the propagandists coming from the left and the right, would not reveal to you as they slobber all over the medical industrial complex. Oh, Dr. Gupta, what do we do? Whoever you're going for. FDA deletes 1 million signatures. How about this? The FDA rejects call to ban BPA from food packaging. Bisphenol A, that lovely endocrine disruptor, that lovely estrogen-mimicking compound, that lovely thing that's going to pump up your little boys to become little girls and give them female features and start your little girls into puberty at younger and younger ages. The FDA says, no, that's fine. Come on, man. What are you talking about, bisphenol A? There's no problem there. I mean, look, mercury is fine. Why should we ban BPA? Well, of course, the vaccines and mercury, by the way, still in there. still in there. I've got a link up to the story at naturalnews.com. FDA admits in court, in a court case, that vaccines still contain mercury. Where have you heard that before? Right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We've been saying this from the very beginning when they said, well, we pulled the mercury out of vaccines, and look, autism's still going up. Lies, lies, and damned lies. All of that were lies. The vaccines still contain thimerosal and mercury and a host of other nasties that you would not want to inject into your children and animals, much less yourself. Yet the claim that it's out is allowed to go uncalled for. Well, the FDA says mercury is just fine. Why would they pretend that the mercury was pulled out of vaccines if it was just fine? Why? Because they know it's not just fine. And they know that if they admit it's there, even less of you, or even more of you, will begin to reject the vaccine industrial complex and will cease experimenting upon your little children. And your little dog, too! More BPA removed from... Well, no, it's not. It's there. It's all over the place. They rejected the petition from environmentalists that would have banned the plastic hardening chemical from all food and drink. Why? The agency said that the petitioners did not present compelling scientific evidence to justify new restrictions on the much-debated chemical. See, it doesn't matter. If you're not in the group, if you're not in the gang, and I'm not talking cool in the gang, I'm talking the drug companies in the gang, the GMO manufacturers in the gang, the vaccine manufacturers in the gang, they're not going to listen to your petition, and a million people magically transform into one on April Fool's Day. Your calls, questions, whatever you want to do today, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. All the links are up there at robertscottbell.com, including cancer stuff. You don't want to know? I'm going to tell you after this.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Your weekly dose of health, freedom, and liberty. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Have you gotten your daily dose of BPA yet? Yes, bisphenol A, that is an essential nutrient, according to the Fear and Death Administration. Welcome back, my friends, to the Robert Scott Bell Show, the place for health, freedom, and liberty like nowhere else in media. Give me a call, 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Bouncing like Tigger today because of the lack of sleep and the excitement of being up at the Nullify Now event in Philadelphia. No, I did not find an organic cheesesteak. Oh, well, I'll live. But here we go. BPA. How bad is it? A person who eats one serving of canned food for 5 days straight will have more than a 10 times increase in BPA levels. That's right. But then again, since we're all suffering from bisphenol A deficiency diseases, according to the FDA, hey, what's a little bit more BPA among friends and children who, hey, you didn't like your child's gender anyway. You didn't want your child to have a childhood anyway. You were looking to age them rapidly with endocrine-disrupting compounds from plastics and plastifiers and plastic hardeners and canned foods. No worries. What about the studies? What about those studies? Because they say the studies coming from the environmentalists, not compelling enough. Well, let's see about those studies that were submitted by the very chemical companies that the FDA listens to. Studies funded by chemical companies show no negative health effects of BPA. But out of 167 government-funded studies, government-funded? There's no such thing as government-funded. They steal it from you and your BPA-infested child. Out of 167 government-funded studies, only 153 found negative effects. Only 153 out of 167. But, hey, the FDA says, look, 14 showed nothing. 14 out of 167 government taxpayer-supported studies showed no effects. Negative, I should say, of BPA. But 153. Let's see. Majority, minority. 14 out of 167, is that heavier than 153 out of 167? Only when you work for the Fear and Death Administration. How about some of those negative effects, RSB? I thought you'd never ask. Some of the negative effects, increased obesity. Wait, isn't it every day that the FDA says, there's increased obesity, we've got to do something about it. We've got to limit calories. We've got to get rid of saturated fat. Even though saturated fat does not cause obesity, it's the toxic poison in the saturated fat, in the chemically raised factory-farmed animals that is creating the obesity scenario. It is refined crack cocaine foods that the FDA approves of that is causing obesity. But never mind that BPA also causes increased obesity. Isn't that why they pump a lot of these animals up with antibiotics, besides trying to keep them alive in factory farm conditions? But because it results in increased weight gain and obesity among animals to lead them to slaughter much quicker? What else does BPA do, according to the 153 out of 167 studies that the FDA says, pay no attention to the studies behind the curtain? Neurological issues. Including brain development and memory. Oh, what was that I just said? I don't remember. It must be the BPA. Hooray, Robert can't remember all that he was going to talk about. Too much BPA. Neurological, that doesn't count according to the FDA. We cannot ban it because we need more brain development disorders. We need more memory loss. Because without it, you're going to keep bothering us here at the Fear and Death Administration. We can't have you petitioning us. You might actually remember that a million is a million and a million is not one. and we might have to force labeling of genetically modified organisms in your food. What else? What else can we look forward to now that the FDA says BPA cannot be banned? How about dopamine? How do I say this? Dopaminergic. I needed to sleep more last night, folks. Dopaminergic system disruption, including hyperactivity, attention deficits, and a heightened drug abuse. Wait a second. That's good for the FDA. That means more of its approved drugs like Ritalin and more of its psychoactive drugs and all these psychiatric drugs for which we all obviously have deficiency, even on April Fool's Day. Hyperactivity, attention. Oh, yes, we can pump you full of drugs now because you're consuming your BPA. You're dutifully being a good little sheeple citizen of the corporate United States because you are saying, yay, bring on the BPA. Kids, come on, join in. Eat up. It's fun. You'll get more hyperactivity, attention deficit. No worries. We'll take you to the local shrink and he or she will prescribe for you psychoactive drugs of some kind, something that will disrupt all of this caused by BPA. And you might, in fact, be induced into a heightened state of drug abuse. As long as the abuse is FDA approved, we're okay with that. Hey, any of you boys and girls out there suffering with thyroid dysfunction? Could be that the FDA has approved the reason that it has happened. Bisphenol A, BPA, linked to thyroid dysfunction. No, don't say. Well, no, we can't ban it. We need more thyroid dysfunction. I mean, what would all of those medical doctors do? They would stop prescribing so much Synthroid. They would stop radiating your thyroid or surgically removing it. We can't have that happen. Look at the destruction that would occur with the U.S. economy. We've got to keep the BPA out here. Good on you, FDA, for protecting the manufacturers of these plastifiers. We've got to have more BPA in the environment. Therefore, we'll keep employing more government-sanctioned, licensed doctors to destroy our health even further. Hey, somebody call the Komen Race for the Cure. You know what? They need to raise more money to increase production of bisphenol A. They'll be all over this. Komen Race for the Breast Cancer. BPA is also linked to increased levels of breast cancer. That's right. Increased levels of breast cancer linked to BPA. There's no way we would have the BPA banned by FDA because think of all the oncologists. Think of all the mammographists. Think of all the TSA agents that couldn't radiate your breast tissue if they would ban BPA. Do you see this? This is all about salvaging the Obama economy. Thank you, Barack Obama, for your FDA. It's keeping us filled with endocrine-disrupting compounds from plastifiers and canned foods to keep the TSA employed, to keep your physicians, your medical doctors, duly ordained and licensed representatives of the pharmaceutical, industrial complex, and oncology employed. This is all a plot to salvage the economy. My apologies. I am all for you, Obama. You go at it. April Fool's Day. Happy to you. Next segment. Do you know anyone who has an artificial joint? No, not cannabis. How about a heart defibrillator or surgical mesh? Imagine if none of those medical devices were safely tested before they were surgically implanted. Could be possible. After the break, you're not going to believe out what I found out this morning, only on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopia Cornucopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com. Fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
What you're about to hear will help you remember where to find the best water filter products at the best prices on the web. There. Did you hear it? BerkeyShop.com. With the newest Berkey products in stock, the best prices on Berkey products anywhere, fast free shipping, and the most amazing customer service. BerkeyShop.com. Home of all Berkey water filter products like the Big Berkey for producing clean drinking water by removing contaminants, chemicals, heavy metals, and even fluoride. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to get your Berkey water filter, perfect for home, travel, camping, or disasters. And BerkeyShop.com is the perfect site to get your Berkey because we're open 24/7 with free shipping and no sales tax. Even celebrities and NFL athletes shop at BerkeyShop.com. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to order your Berkey products. That's 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. For everything Berkey, shop BerkeyShop.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
I'm babbling fool today, Robert Scabell. You know, you should sleep a little bit once in a while, but, you know, I can't help myself. I'm compelled to go out and spread the message of health, freedom, and liberty wherever I can go. Special shout out to the 10th Amendment Center, Michael Bolden and the crew. It was a great time up there in Philadelphia. Real inspiring, really inspiring. Standing room only crowd all day long. Wow, incredible. Lots of fun with Tom Woods, of course. And you'll check it out. I'm sure the YouTubes will be popping up soon. We'll keep you up to date on that. Hey, FDA, the solution to, not the healthcare crisis, but the economy. The economy. You know, we should do like a reality show on implants. Implants. I had surgical implants. Did you know we can salvage the economy single-handedly? Just get together with a bunch of friends. How hard can it be to come up with $4,000, right? A few of your friends, pull together $4,000, make something up that you can put in the body, get it approved by FDA, and make hundreds of millions of dollars. That's right. The FDA is out there salvaging the economy as we speak. Tens of millions of Americans live with medical devices implanted in their bodies, artificial joints, heart defibrillators, actually said that, surgical mesh, And it's a safe bet that most of them assume that someone, somewhere, tested the devices for safety and effectiveness. But guess what? Every day is April Fool's Day at the FDA. Why do I say that? For most implants and other high-risk devices brought to market, manufacturers do nothing more than file some paperwork and pay the FDA a user fee of roughly $4,000 Federal Reserve Note, undefinable dollars, to start selling a product that can rack up many millions of dollars in revenue. See, that's it. We have got. You don't even have to go multi-level. You don't even have to have multi-level marketed surgical implants. Get together, few of your friends, invest $4,000, whatever, fill out some paperwork. Hey, we got it. Here's a new implant for you. FDA goes, sure, go ahead. Start selling it. A few years, millions of dollars, go off into the sunset in some island there. They'll try and track you down, but they won't find you. Not the FDA. No, that would be something else related to Obamacare. We'll get to. Can you imagine the very things they're putting into people? Not tested for safety. In 2011, a panel from the prestigious Institute of Madness, Institute of Medicine, the FDA should overhaul its device regulatory system because it fails to ensure patient safety before and after products go to the market. Hey, this sounds a lot like the drug industry and the FDA relationship. Look what they did with BPA, bisphenol A. They actually, look at that. The vast preponderance, nearly 85, 90% of the government study said it was very dangerous. But the FDA listened to the fraction of a percent that said it wasn't. And, of course, then listed and weighted heavily on the industry that manufactures and profits from BPA to say, no, we don't believe you environmentalists. And I'm not even talking about the earth muffins that are diluted and deranged like Al Gore. I'm talking about the real ones, the legitimate ones that are raising legitimate scientific issues. And that environmental issue is a toxicological one, not a global warming climate change one. But the FDA, they believe the program has served the American patients well, according to Jeffrey Shuren, MD, director of the agency's Center for Devices and Radiological Health. Oh, radiological health. That's an oxymoron. Oh, no, not at the FDA. Radiation. Good for you. Let's radiate everybody with Fukushima. Did you see the stories coming out about Fukushima? It is nailing the West Coast, particularly California. Are you taking the EMF detox from King Bio? Are you? Huh? Are you taking? You've got to get a hold of that. KingBio.com. They're at 800-543-3245. I brought some of those up to the event, Nullify Now. People were snapping them up. Hey, after this break, I'm going to tell you something that will make the cancer industry PR people go into crisis mode. Imagine if 89% of cancer studies turned out to be bogus. Huh? Could that be possible? Wait till you see what two cancer researchers uncovered next, only on the Robert Scadbell Show.
Nordic Naturals offers a complete line of omega-3s from fish in combination with omega-6s from organic borage oil and evening primrose oil. Involved in research and education, Nordic Naturals is the chosen brand for various clinical trials at accredited universities and research institutions. All of Nordic Naturals products are made exclusively from three fish species, Arctic cod, anchovies, and sardines, as they are naturally high in the omega-3 fatty acids EPA and DHA. Many of us lack essential fatty acids, or EFAs. Some of the early signs of EFA deficiency: fatigue, heart problems, immune weakness, poor circulation, and often depression. If you're one of the many Americans suffering from these symptoms, give Nordic Naturals a call at 800-662-2544 or visit them on the web at www.nordicnaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, the company that cares not only about you, but also the environment.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural, innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You like science? How about cancer science? How about relying on those great FDA studies and studies the FDA says, yeah, based on this, we're going to throw that drug onto the market. Hey, that chemotherapy, that's all right for you. Hey, and that radiation, oh my gosh, curing cancer like there's no tomorrow. Hey, check it out on Pharmalot. Many cancer studies might not actually be reliable. No. Really? Where is the Today Show? Where is Matt Lauer? Where is Sanjay Gupta? Where is, who else can we ask? Manny Fernandez? Who is it? All these doctors, all of these CNN, Fox News, all of these people in the pockets of the cancer industry. Where is the Komen race for the cure? Do you ever wonder why some oncology research never becomes a clinical success? Two researchers were curious, so they reviewed 53 so-called landmark papers. By the way, landmark papers are the ones they point to and say, these are the ones, these are definitive, these are so strong. They were published in leading journals and emanated from reputable laboratories. And guess what they found? An overall poor quality of published preclinical data and 47 papers, or 89%. 89% could not be replicated. But don't worry. Don't worry, boys and girls. It's April Fool's Day. But this is a true story. How will I know what I'm going to believe now? The FDA is saying that 11% of the papers that seem to be valid, that's enough to put everything over the top. Screw the 89%. We don't need that majority telling us that cancer studies are bogus. And that chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery is not typically the way to go. But the scientific community assumes that the claims in a preclinical study can be taken at face value, according to Glenn Begley, former VP and global head of hematology and oncology research at Amgen, and now a senior VP at Tetralogic, and Lee Ellis, a professor of surgical oncology and cancer biology at the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center. He said this in Nature. There is an assumption that the main message of the paper can be relied on. Unfortunately, this is not always the case. How about 89% of the time it's not the case? It was shocking, Begley tells CNBC. These are studies that the pharmaceutical industry relies on to identify new targets for drug development. But if you're going to place a million or 2 million or 5 million bet on an observation, you need to be sure it's true. As we tried to reproduce these papers, we became convinced you can't take anything at face value. You see, this is the wake-up call that has to happen. How many people have to die of oncology? The treatment for cancer, not even the cancer, before the people wake up from their sheeple-like status and say, you've lied to me. And doctor, even if you haven't lied to me, you're a fool for believing the pharmaceutical industrial complex and their bogus studies and then injecting this stuff into my family members or me, whoever you are out there. And when that rise up happens, if the pitchforks don't come out, I might be surprised, because it's brutal. Absolutely brutal what the medical profession has visited upon the Western world. Atrocities that really harken back to Nazi Germany, the time of the experimentation on all those in concentration camps. And this is the kind of thing that is readily and regularly done even today in the field of oncology. It is horrific, it is horrendous, and it is time for a change. But it's not going to come from the FDA. Stop looking to the FDA for your medical salvation. Nullify the FDA before they nullify your life. Those of you looking to reform the FDA are deluded. This is a criminal organization hell-bent and intent to poison you. Oh, maybe not enough to kill you. Eventually, maybe, but long enough to make you dependent upon the drugs that they approve based on the user fees and all of that that funds them and gives them the power to control your bodies, because you've turned your body over to the federal government. And you've turned your child over to the federal government by virtue of stamping a number on their forehead upon birth. Yeah, that's the plain and ugly truth on this April 1st Fool's Day. Let you not become the fool. If you already are, let you become not the fool by this wake-up call known as the Robert Scott Bell Show. RobertScottBell.com, 800-259-5791. Coming up after this break, the top 10 things the food industry does not want you to know. Some we've talked about, but it never hurts to remind ourselves of what we are up against when it comes to big food. And I hesitate to use the word food in that way. We'll find out what it is, what it be, because you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. More after this.
Your family and loved ones aren't ready for empty grocery store shelves. Will they survive if the system crashes tomorrow? Are you prepared to feed your family when a major crisis occurs? Will they perish from the lack of available food because you procrastinated? Getting self-reliant is the only way to ensure you and your loved ones will make it through the coming hardships. One of the most important survival products that is a must-have is garden food seeds. GetSeeds.net is offering a huge garden in a bag that will give you and your family the food security that it deserves. Our food garden in a bag consists of a whopping 100 packets of the highest quality non-GMO, heirloom vegetable, culinary herbs, and a couple of garden variety of fruit seeds for only $59. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, 100 packets of seeds for only $59. This blowout sale will end soon, so call now to secure your huge garden in the bag that is heat sealed for long-term storage at GetSeeds.net. That's GetSeeds.net, or call now at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. Don't delay. Call today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Here's Robert.
What could it be that Big Food doesn't want you to know? Perhaps that it's not food. Yes, that's right. Here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we acknowledge the difference between chemically grown factory food and real food. That which the Fear and Death Administration does not acknowledge is different than anything. I mean, this is a place, this is a country we've devolved into where the Constitution is ignored regularly and readily. And the people have abandoned the Constitution because they've abandoned their Constitution. Your Constitution. That is your life, your liberty, your property. And we've turned it over to an unelected bureaucratic oligarchy in the Fear and Death Administration. Read The Rise of Tyranny by Jonathan Ebord. Better yet, read Restore the Republic by Jonathan Ebord. We've got that linked up at the blog at robertscottbell.com, as we do. And, of course, the number, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. If I am coherent, it's probably only due to my producer, Super Don, helping me through with a lack of sleep. We've just been go, go, go. 10th Amendment Center, nullify now. If it ever comes to a city near you, anywhere near you, you've got to come on down. We had people coming from all over, from Chicago. Met somebody that I'd met at the Health Freedom Expo. That was cool. By the way, Health Freedom Expo coming up, of course, in June, as well as the Autism One Conference. And remember, June 29th and 30th, I believe it is, in New York City, the Alive Foundation's big event, like the Academy Awards for Natural Health, Healing, and Health Freedom. And the Robert Scott Bell Show has been nominated as the best show. Could be the best health show. We'd love your vote. We've got the links up at the blog at robertscottbell.com. Check it out. All online. Now, what about the 10 things the food industry does not want you to know? Well, there's a lot. There's more than 10. And some of those we've covered here on the show, but never not time, in fact, to review some things that are very important. Junk food makers, the number one on the list, spend billions with a B, advertising unhealthy foods to kids. Well, yeah, duh. It'll almost be a moment of duh, which we'll have next hour. Certainly, we've got to have those moments of duh. Of course they spend billions because they make trillions, or they make billions plus one. Where are you, mom and dad, in preventing your kid from succumbing to the advertising for junk food? Of course, what is healthy food, they don't know. So for them to say this, they are probably a little bit deluding themselves. We'll get to that. But number two, the studies that food producers support tend to minimize health concerns associated with their products. Well, you've heard about all the bad science being used to support drugs or oncological cancer cures that are not cancer cures, or that are used to support the continued allowance of bisphenol A in the food supply, BPA, as well as mercury in the vaccines. So what do you expect that the food producers would do? Because they know the FDA is going to go, yeah, sure, the studies show it's not so bad, but we'll pay lip service to make the lefties feel like they're actually doing something to protect the unprotectable. More processing means more profits, but typically makes food less healthy. Okay, more moment of dust. Well, most of this you're going to know. That's number three on the list. Yes, that's right. We're going to process and refine the life and minerals right out of food, and somehow it's going to be just as good or even better. Lies, and damned lies. And then there's food processing, which is even worse. How about number four? Less processed foods are generally more filling than their higher processed counterparts. Yeah, of course, Big Food doesn't want you to know that. Your food's not processed. It's going to be fill. It's going to fill you because the minerals are there. The essential life-giving elements are going to be there for you. How about number five on the list of the things that Big Food doesn't want you to know? Many supposedly healthy replacement foods are hardly healthier than the foods they replace. Like beverage makers, remember they said, we're going to remove the sugary sodas and we're going to put something healthy in school vending machines. But they ended up putting sugary corn syrup laden sports drinks, food colorings, and vitamin waters. I still get people asking me, hey, are those vitamin waters any good? Oh, yes, that's right. We have shortages of synthetic nutrients made by Big Pharma. Of course they're good for you. It's April Fool's Day. Why wouldn't they be? And, of course, they're worried about them being packed with sugars, but artificials as well, and calories. Although, quit crying about calories. It's what's in the calories that matter. How about number six on this list of what Big Food doesn't want you to know? A health claim on the label doesn't necessarily make a food healthy. Well, there you go. People are waking up. Could it be that they're recognizing that, oh, this says it's healthy. It must be. It's on the label. Ah, man. You know, I know this is a review, but this is some of the stuff you can send out to your disbelieving friends, family, and neighbors who think, yes, whatever the government approves of is just great. Just peachy. Number seven, food industry pressure has made nutritional guidelines confusing for consumers. No, you don't say. Really? As Nestle explained in her 2003 book, Food Politics, the food industry has a history of preferring scientific jargon to straight talk. As far back as 1977, public health officials attempted to include the advice, reduce consumption of meat, in an important report called Dietary Goals for the United States. The report's authors capitulated to intense pushback from the cattle industry and used this less direct and more ambiguous advice. Choose meats, poultry, and fish, which will reduce saturated fat intake. Overall, Nestle says the government has a hard time suggesting that people eat less of anything. Why do we even look to the government for nutritional advice? That is our problem right there. Not everything else, not this list even. It's that we're listening to government at all. That is our problem. The food industry, by the way, eating range-fed meats, grass-fed meats, is not unhealthy. Sorry, it's just not. People are doing very well on it. In fact, tomorrow, if I get this put together in time, I interviewed Tom Woods' wife, Heather Woods, about their move to go primal and what it did for their family. Very cool stuff. Moms out there, you're going to want to hear that. Food industry funds front groups that fight anti-obesity public health initiatives. Well, it isn't anti-obesity. That's bogus. It's to fight putting the additives, preservatives, flavorings, colorings, pesticides. That's what they don't want you to know, the danger of the synthetic chemistry and Big Food. How about the food industry working aggressively to discredit its critics? That's right. According to the 2008 JAMA article, the Center for Consumer Freedom boasts that our strategy is to shoot the messenger. We've got to attack activists' credibility as spokespersons. That's right. And pink slime is on the way out, but it's not totally forgotten. Stick around, because after the break, we have some things to talk about that will blow you away. Do you like bacon? So much so, would you like to be buried with it? Nope, not kidding. That's not an April Fool's joke. How come Happy Meals are not so happy? We'll talk about unhappy meals and more, and also the things you need to do to be healthy. Right here, right now on the Robert Scott Bell Show, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.